WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is positively playoff time around here, and I'm getting my crab cake mojo going with some friends. We're going to be celebrating the first Maryland crab cake tour stop of the year at GNA Coney Island Hot Dog. Yeah, hot dogs and crab cakes. I'm doing it right up in the White Marsh. My old pal Andy from Highland Town moving out to the county. We're going to be getting together from 1 to 4 on Thursday. I'll have some Raven scratch-offs as well as some holiday cash drop scratch-offs. Our friends as well at Win Donation send some love, 866-90 Nation, sponsoring the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this year, where I hope to have this guy stop by. I don't know that it'll be this week. Maybe it'll be off season where we'll talk about Lamar Jackson and some other things. He is Leonard Raskin, Raskin Globe. I'm wearing the shirt today. I'm going with the royal blue, not in any way supporting the Giants or the Cowboys or anything weird or even the Bills here this week. How are you? You more rested, man.
I'm good.
This kid of yours almost wore you out. If Stroud, if things had just worked the other way, you would be in SoFi Stadium right now in L.A. It'd be 5 a.m. You'd be looking for coffee, you know?
Absolutely. We'd have been at SoFi watching the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Horned Frogs, but we're not. But we will check in on the national final, see what happens. But yeah, rested week back home, no time zones, no travel, just a chance to watch what looked like, I don't know, preseason, late season Ravens football. Very strange game. I think I didn't think they would score. I didn't think the Ravens would score at all. And then realized that, you know what, if they didn't have four turnovers, they might have actually won.
Well, I mean, and that's the case all week, right? So when these teams get together and you see Mark Andrews in street clothes, yeah, and Marcus Peters, and you sort of Zeitler, you know they're not really trying. You don't want anybody getting injured, and the Bengals lost Kappa. I mean, lost their right guard.
Right.
So envisioning this week, and I've done this with Luke already, I've gone into fantasy land to say, all right, what would have to have happened for them to be heading to Kansas City this time next week? And all of a sudden it's, oh my God, they won. They have a chance. Let's go to Kansas City. Let's get some barbecue, Leonard. Let's go. You know,
well, Lamar needs to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that's got to happen. And he's got to play unlike he hasn't played in 5 weeks or practiced in 5 weeks. So we were at a family function over the weekend, a little family gathering. And I'm defending Lamar. This is, and the organization, you'll appreciate this because there are people that think Lamar should be gone. He should just be gone, that he's never going to play for the Ravens again. You've seen his last game here. And he's done. And I'm thinking to myself, that's possible, but I guess it's only possible if the team doesn't want him. Because
what if he doesn't want the team though?
Well, they could franchise him, and he's gonna make a boatload of money next season if they franchise him. And then he gets to play a year and figure it out, right? But I mean, without a long-term contract, yeah, we've talked about that all season. And if Tampa Tom's gone, We've talked about them wanting to play, him wanting to play in Florida.
Well, the Miami Dolphins would also, you know, there has to be some question as to the future, as to who their quarterback would be, right?
Yeah, yeah. So either of those Florida teams could be home sweet home for him, but that's got to mean that they didn't sign him or they didn't franchise him. And otherwise, it's just a fight year. You know, you could be franchised. I remember back in the day, correct me if I'm wrong, they franchised Peter Boulware. Is that perhaps?
That could be
or
possible.
Suggs, and neither of them were happy about it, as I remember, but they played because it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking like a financial advisor. You're speaking like a guy that helps people build American dreams. You're speaking like a guy that's handled millions of dollars and has done it before on behalf of people.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a different scenario here,
right,
than this young man who I have no idea who's in his ear or what he's hearing. I know what I see on television, Leonard.
From what they say, it's he and his mother.
I've been told his mother's not as involved. So fair enough, but I've been lied to.
Well, then it's him.
Same people.
Then it's him and who?
Who would orchestrate his deal to Miami? You know what I'm saying? Like, How does he walk into Eric DeCosta and say, "I don't want to be here anymore. Can you please trade me?" Or,
It's supposedly all him. He's the agent. He's the player. Look, if he's got, I think I'm not 100% again. I don't know the rules, but I think if he's talking to any other team, that's tampering, right?
he can't, he can't do any of that. No, there's, he
There's no
can't
other
orchestrate
team,
that,
but my
right?
point is, there's no other team in his ear saying, "Hey, we want you, and we'll pay you $250 million guaranteed to come down to Florida." I don't think that's happening.
Allegedly, right? That would be cheating.
Tampering. Yeah, that'd be cheating.
That would be no good. Yes.
So the thing is, without an agent, the beauty of an agent, of course, is they have their hand in a lot of teams with a lot of other players, and they could sniff around. When you're your own agent, you can't sniff. So we'll see what happens. It's a big money deal, and after being hurt, last four games, last five games, 2 seasons in a row, we talked about it. Beginning of the season, preseason, I don't know if that insurance contract exists, but man, his legs are his future. And I'd want to get all the money I could. And look, we talked about tax-free, we talked about warm. That's all lovely. But he hasn't given any indication, anything I've seen, that he doesn't want to play in Baltimore. I mean, there could be behind the scenes things going on that he's saying that, but I haven't heard any of
This has
that.
just been a tough couple of weeks, Leonard, because like you're a fan and you listen to sports radio and you have whoever you have on your app and you read whatever newspaper, you watch whatever Fox, ESPN, whatever you're hearing voices, right? There's voices everywhere. The voices of players, accomplished players, right? The Richard Sherman, Shannon Sharp, Ed Reed just took this job at Bethune-Cookman, right? All of them would say, this is a business. And they haven't done you right. They don't have the wide receivers for you. They have tried to rush you back when you've been injured. They haven't guaranteed you money. You've won an MVP. You're the only dude. Have you seen them play without you? Have you seen that, right? So he's got all of this going on in
So
his
let's
head and in
suppose.
his ears. And literally, the leak last week was swelling out of his knee. And Leonard, I'm not peeling back the onion for you. You're very sophisticated about this stuff. But let me just for our audience. This is how this works, okay? So he gets injured Thanksgiving. He gets injured. He comes out of the trainer's room. The trainer says PCL, sprain, strain, whatever, 1 to 3 weeks. They're telling John, tell Chad Steele. Chad Steele tells James, 1 to 3, couple weeks. John comes out and says, this isn't a season-ending thing. This is just a little bit. So John's saying this isn't a season-ending thing puts the pressure on the kid that it can't be a season-ending thing, right? Like it just can't be. It's not being portrayed as such, right? So 2 weeks later, it's Christmas. The NFL crew comes in. Rich Eisen's in for the game. Stacy Dales was here. Rich Eisen has a podcast, right? All this. They were told by the organization, which to me means Chad Steele, and that's not because he's the guy, because that's the guy they talk to. He's their conduit. It used to be Kevin Byrne, and Kevin Byrne never lied to me. Well, in the early days, he never lied to me. When he worked for Art Modell, he never lied to me. Okay, so and I wouldn't put Kevin into that because I don't think that'd be unfair to Kevin. But Kevin never felt like it was his job to lie to me, right? Or that it was okay to lie to me. This thing with injuries and John Harbaugh and competitive advantage is a lie-making machine, right? Like it is a game of the shell game because of competitive advantage, and we don't want Bill Belichick to know what we're going to do this week, Zach Taylor, whatever, right? I would just say this: when you have an agent, the agent then says, "You have a billion-dollar need, dude. We're going to go get you. James Andrews is going to look at you. I'm making that up, right?" And we're going to decide as a business, Lamar Inc., we're going to decide before Chad Steele goes out to John Harbaugh, who goes out to and says this, we're going to have you back. There's none of that going on for this kid behind with an agent, okay?
His
None of
choice,
this, right? And let me
apparently,
tell
right?
you what, every Russell Wilson, every Tom Brady, every institution that is this, every Cal Ripken had a Ron Shapiro, right? Like, so just for the good ones and for Hall of Famers and for where you want to be in your life, you need to make sure the team isn't telling the NFL Network that you're coming back Christmas week and then you don't come back. And then Jason Lockenfor is popping off with his insider, whatever, that maybe whatever this or whatever, and then somebody else is popping off, and then Chris Sims says something. Chris said, hey, they say he's going to play. Now, but here's the rub, Leonard, and you're the smartest guy in the room. Vegas thinks Lamar's going to play.
Right.
Vegas has this at 6.5. So Vegas thinks Lamar's going to play, but Vegas is getting their information not from an agent. They're
from
getting it from the Ravens, who have told everybody.
Yep.
He's getting better. But then there was a report of swelling. And I always like, that sounds like something the team would leak out to make you think he can't play. Because they don't, John Harbaugh doesn't want anybody to know whether Lamar's playing on Sunday or not. Literally, right?
Right.
We know that.
Right. Not till Thursday when he has to, or Friday when he has to.
I just dumped a lot on you. I apologize.
That's
for that,
all right.
That's,
hey.
But that's really the value of the agent, is that you get the other side to say, whoa, my guy's knee's no good. Stop. Like, don't promise him back for the fans or anybody else. He's in your training room. His knee's swollen. You know this. Somewhere in here, there's some dishonor, and it's about trying to win, and then it's about trying to win the negotiation with the kid on the quarterback contract too, but without
Absolutely.
Beating him up too much.
Absolutely. Well, we know in baseball, when you go to arbitration, the team hates you and loves you, and they gotta say you're not worth that, and you and your agent have to prove that you're worth that, so the combination gets you a deal, and this is what this is. You're exactly right. This is public arbitration of a kid's contract. And the kid went to Louisville. And I don't know what his major was, but I don't think it was negotiation. I don't think it was contract negotiation.
But he's got a statue there.
Hey, I'm all for it. I'm all for the kid. Look, like you said, we see how they play without him. And so let's not kid ourselves. This team without
him.
So
is he, right?
Right. So this team without him is ragged at best. I saw on the stat line, I didn't catch the whole game because of family. Like I said, we were doing some family stuff, but I saw a stat line. I don't know if it was during the game or during Sunday night or ESPN somewhere that we have the lowest output to wide receivers in the NFL.
Right.
The lowest receiving yards by all wide receivers totaled together. And was talking to the boy, as you say, and we've got Garrett Wilson, Jets, Chris Olave, Saints, first time in NFL history, two rookies exceeded 1,000 yards each from the same college team in their rookie year. They each went over 1,000 yards this year receiving. They were amazing at Ohio State. It's like Penn State used to be running back U, and now Ohio State is wide receiver U, and they're pumping them out. And those two kids are studs, and yet I don't think the Ravens had 1,500 yards receiving total as a team. And I think that's
the stat. Likely caught 30 passes. And I thought, you would have told me in the preseason he caught 30 passes. I would think that'd be pretty good. But then
but they're
I
all
think,
4 yards.
Yeah. And I would also think that who else caught whatever, right? And but in a normal offense, but this has never been designed to be normal.
No,
right?
I get it. It's
and
been
that's
designed
the
for
hardest
Lamar.
Part of all of this
it's been
with
designed
negotiating.
For Lamar. So let's say you lose him. We've talked about Tampa. We've talked about lot. I mean, look, there are going to be lots of quarterback jobs. There's going to be lots of
Tennessee,
quarterback jobs.
And then put your investment
Houston.
Hat on, Leonard Raskin of Raskin Global. The
How
place is where he gets the best deal, right?
Right.
So Las
Houston.
Vegas, Nevada,
Tennessee. Couldn't even lose to get the first pick.
Yeah, that was a
the
mess.
Good news,
right?
The good news for them is Chicago feels like they don't need a quarterback. So they'll still be able to get a quarterback. But you got Nevada, you got Vegas, you got Tennessee, you got Houston. There's rumors you might have LA.
LA would be a different tax situation for him.
Right,
though.
But again, he could get more money there. The cost of living's higher. He might be able to pull in $300 million and stun the world. The But wow, there's going to be a lot of opportunity. And he played on himself this year. He bet on his 1 year ability and he lost five games of it. And he didn't look good in the last couple before that. So he's in
I don't
a tough
think he
spot.
Needs to go out there and play on Sunday night to get paid, though, right?
I don't
agree
either.
With that?
I don't either, because there are lots of pundits around the NFL world saying, pay the kid, pay the kid, pay the kid. The kid's great. The kid's an MVP. The kid's revolutionizing the position. The kid deserves the money. And that's in all the owners' ears. And unless they're colluding to say, we're not going to give him the money, somebody's going to give him the money.
But if you're John Harbaugh and Eric DeCosta, and you say, we bet on the kid, we went all in, he's here, and when it comes time to play playoff games, he hasn't been able to play because he runs into linebackers, and maybe that's why he was available. Maybe that's why this experiment of doing it this way, while exciting and wonderful, I need a healthy quarterback.
Hey, you better turn around. You better turn around to your owner and say, we got to make overtures to this kid that he's getting paid and we all in on the offense, or this team loses him and goes into scramble mode like the Colts and starts looking for the quarterback of age to run the offense until they can be bad enough to get a quarterback that they would love and rebuild the offense again around a quarterback. My thinking is if they don't, and again, what the hell do I know? You know, I just see that if they don't sign him and keep him around and build this offense with Dobbins and Edwards and Andrews and a receiver, you know, you need a receiver or two, to Lamar's skills, then you're in total rebuild mode. And to me, that starts at the top. You see John go away. You see Roman go away. You see a new coaching staff. You see a whole new system and a rebuild of the Ravens, which looks like the future. I think they bet on the kid.
Hey, I'm not
in.
Disagreeing with you.
No,
and I think all of
all
these
in.
Things are in play midnight Sunday night when the assumption is the season will not be continuing. That's an assumption. Now, all that being said, I've gone to Disney World here this week with Luke, too, in Fantasy World, Fantasy Island, and said, hey, Lamar comes back. He practices. He goes out on Sunday night. They do enough defensively, take the ball. They win. Now they're going to Kansas City, and we put the purple lights back on around here all
That's
of
right.
a sudden,
and
right?
We act like nothing happened.
And Lamar would wag his finger and say, y'all bet against me, didn't you? You bet
that's
against
right.
me.
That's
because
right.
that's what this kid does that. This kid has done that, right?
Yep.
So
Came out of the locker room on fourth down, hit Hollywood Brown for the touchdown, won the game. Put on his Superman purple cape. He's shown it before. And if he plays this weekend and they win, the first thing I would want him to do, see, I like confidence and I like winners. I don't like cocky. I don't like attitude. To me, that he comes out, he puts on his purple cape. They win the game. The first thing I would do is light up a cigar and blow the smoke in Burrow's face. I hate that kid.
Oh, see, you don't like him, huh?
No, I think he's a cocky fool. I think, look here. And I'm a conservative, so I'm every man for himself and over the top individualism. I'm all about it. But here's what I don't like. And this is just a personal thing. I don't like an athlete acting like he's some kind of stud, lighting up a cigar when hundreds and thousands of children are watching him, saying, after I win, I should smoke. That's disgusting to me.
Okay.
I think that's annoying. And I wouldn't mind if he had a little drink and said, hey, you know, we won. Good for us. I'm all for all the cheering. I don't like the cigar. That alone puts him in my
anti-cigar. All right.
From an athlete that is a premier athlete, you don't see somebody win a gold medal in the Olympics light up a cigar. It's anti-sport. It's anti-kid. It's bad for the image. I don't like it. It's just foolish. To me,
wow.
It's foolish.
I've never heard you take a stance on something of this nature.
It's so foolish. And
completely
I just,
non-political as well.
And he looks like he's wearing makeup all the time, like he's got lipstick on. Maybe that's
I've never hated the kid. And
I don't
Lawrence
hate the kid.
Either. And
I don't hate the kid. I just don't like
programs,
what he's doing. I just don't
I have
like
no
what
soft
he's
spot
doing.
For, I mean, maybe for TCU. This week, you know, I mean, whatever cheating they're doing down there at this point with the oil money. But I would say what?
TCU, I'm all in.
Well, they are the underdog. And what I was going to say to you is whether it's Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, non-denominational. If you
right.
are the Goliath of college football, Notre Dame, Miami back in the day, Florida State, Bobby, I hated all those teams because they were dominant. They were clearly cheating, all of them.
Right.
There was so much cheating going
Right.
on
Ain't
everywhere.
cheating, you ain't trying.
And now we get this NIL money. So, you know,
Oh,
every
crazy.
guest I have on, we're talking about how it affects. I mean, I had Tom McMillan on last week talking about how it affects
Nuts.
all of this.
Nuts.
And the amazing part for me is, you know, I guess all these years later with all of this, how much fun the playoffs can be, you know, I guess for all of
Absolutely.
us.
Absolutely.
And this Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow thing really is, for you being an Ohio State fan and such a big college football fan, an extension, right?
Yeah. Hey, I like Trevor Lawrence. I liked him at Clemson. I think the kid has a big arm. Man, he is accurate. He throws that ball. He's got great speed. He knows when to run. He doesn't run, but he knows when to run. I like the kid. I liked Clemson when he was there, except, of course, when the boy was at Ohio State and Ohio State beat him. That was cool. But I think he's going to be a great quarterback. I think he and perhaps Burrow, you know, there's a few. They're gonna come out as the big guys from their draft classes, and they're gonna do great things for the NFL, and that's fantastic. I think he's I haven't seen him puff a cigar after the win on the other
okay,
day.
so
Maybe I missed that.
you're good with him. I think
And
he drinks Gatorade. Doesn't he sponsor
and
Gatorade?
I just don't see the arrogance. I see more humility there. I like humility in a winner, you know. I like you to talk good win. We won. You know, this is what we're about. Burrow's just over the top to me. He just comes off, and it's not because he's our division. I don't care. I just think he's way over the top with his arrogance. And he was a Buckeye, you know. He started at Ohio State.
You know, with all these quarterbacks, last week the Ravens lose to the Steelers, right?
Yep.
And after the game, whoever the announcer was, she had both players next to her, and Pickett was one of them, the
Yep.
quarterback from Pittsburgh. And when he started to speak, and I had Googled him earlier just to say, you know, where did this kid grow up? And then we went to Pitt. Who is this kid?
Yep.
And it said he was from New Jersey, right? And
Yep.
the minute he started speaking, he had Joe Flacco's accent.
Yeah, how about that?
And I'm like, you know, all these quarterbacks that we are in our division now, I mean, obviously Deshaun Watson's not going anywhere, right?
No.
Like, he will be the quarterback the next three, four times we go to Cleveland, the next three, four times they come here. I don't know that we can say that about Lamar Jackson at this moment because of where they are. And I think this last month, even that Harbaugh had to come back last week and sort of clarify that I'm not hiding anything from you. I would always tell you the truth, right, guys?
I just don't know. I just don't know. I only know what I'm told. You know,
right.
Hey, you're the head coach. I thought you knew more than you were told.
But I sort of thought it said leadership on the front door is what I thought.
That's it. Play like a Raven. Well, they didn't play like Ravens this past weekend. And you know, hey, you could get the kid from Georgia. He's older than all of them. He's like 30.
Stetson
Bennett. He's 25. 25 football player, 25 years old. He should have been in the league 3 years already, but so what? You know, it's crazy, but this is what goes on. So now we've got to see. There's going to be, again, lots of quarterback openings. There'll be some head coach openings. Houston clearly needs a quarterback, another tax-free state. They lost Deshaun Watson. Maybe they're willing to pick up Lamar in Texas. The Bears don't need a quarterback.
Let me ask you this, just as like the money guy and you handling money. In this offseason, if you're a Lamar guy and you're one of Lamar's money people that's not an agent or whatever, is there anybody in your space that would recommend him asking out or staying in that wouldn't recommend for him to take your recommendation, which is go play somewhere where you're going to get 10, 12% more of your money? And I'm not saying Lamar's even about the money, but certainly I think it's important to him that for him to win the negotiation.
Absolutely.
Right? This is the one time in his life he's going to get that deal, whatever that deal is, whatever deal he turned down or three deals he's turned down from Eric DaCosta over the last year or two, right? But the tax situation of a guy like you in his ear would be like, dude, you're never going to make as much money playing in Baltimore as you would make if you hold out and figure out how to get yourself to Tampa or Miami or Texas or right. Like
or
every
Tennessee.
Guy like you would put him in that space financially, that if, whether they were an accountant or whether they were in a job executive or whether they were trying to improve their circumstance. If you're telling me to incorporate, you're taking me to Delaware, right?
If it's available, and you got half a brain and the chance to win, look, we can certainly agree that Tampa, Miami, Houston, Tennessee, all franchises that have the money and the willingness, the ability, and the ability to win. These are not losing franchises. You know, there are losing franchises. We know who they are. But those franchises have proven that they want to win. They didn't go out and get Tampa Tom because they wanted to lose, and he took them to a Super Bowl. Could you imagine Lamar down there? My goodness. What's his Shaq Khan, whatever his name is. Oh, no, he's the Jacksonville owner. Sorry.
Tampa's the brothers, the Glazers.
The Glazers, who would have come here. How big would that be for them to steal another Baltimore asset?
Give Baltimore the ball. I saw that. You know, I had something funny the other day when Ben Cleveland was pancaking somebody.
Yeah.
It's really weird to see Cleveland across the back of a Ravens jersey. It's a little different, you know.
Yep.
Different than seeing Houston or things like that. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. I've got his shirt on. He helps us with our money and our finances and the American dream, and has helped me sort of better understand what I don't understand, and that's why I need a guy like you. How is that? Is that a good speech for you, Leonard?
It's good. It's good. We're everything money, and we're starting off a new year. We're kicking it off. We're looking at Lamar's money, but we don't have Lamar's money. Lamar doesn't have Lamar's money.
And, dude, people go to Florida over 20 grand, right? Like, literally.
Hey, people, I talk to a lot of people that want to become Florida residents, want to become Texas residents. I have clients that have left Maryland for Wyoming.
What's the percentage difference if, you know, you and your wife make $250,000 a year, sort of normal life, you know what I mean?
7%
upper middle
taxes.
Class, fine, you know?
If you have the same income, the same home, the same everything kind of life, 7% income tax, $250,000, you're talking, you know, 15 grand a year in net different money. And for a lot of people, 15 grand is a lot of money per year. And when you're talking about Lamar money, you know, for every $1 million, you're talking about $80,000.
That's my point. My point every is million, somewhere right now, there's somebody in Middle River or Catonsville or Hamden just thinking, I'm going to go to Punta Gorda or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And how am I going to do it? I'm going to pinch pennies, and $8,000 a year is going to move me, and I'm going to get some sunshine, and I can still visit. $8,000 a year, hell, I get on two airplanes, $500. I come back a couple times.
That's exactly right. Visit mom.
So you'll do that. Imagine if you're talking about the difference on
$200,
$300 million and a team that would guarantee it. And the big shot in Miami, or to your point, Mr. Big, who wants to play. How about the Rams? F those
and
picks,
he'd be
right?
Home.
The Rams went
and
from F those picks
home.
To the coach saying, I don't want to be here anymore. That's how quick.
How crazy is that?
That's how quick F those picks.
That's really bizarre. That's another one to me that sticks in my crawl, as they say. So you have a losing season and you decide you don't want to coach anymore. I hope that's somebody like starting it up. But if he leaves, I don't know. He might already have left. but They were 5-12. So you win the Super Bowl, then you go 5-12, and you go, I don't want to do this. I'm going to take my bat and ball and go home because I wasn't allowed to play first base. Come on, man. Step it up. Stay with the team. Coach. Prove that you're a coach, that you're bigger than that, and that you help the team trade away all their picks to win a Super Bowl, and now you pay the price, and you rebuild it and win another one. Don't go crying because you're 5-12 and had a bad season, and now you got to go home. That would be dreadful to me. And that I thought McVay, I would think McVay is a bigger man than that, but that would push me off of his rooting train. And I'm not a acolyte. I don't love the guy, but I thought he did a pretty good job. That would push me to say he's not a good man.
Leonard Raskin is a good man. He is at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. And preparing for football playoffs and six football games this weekend, as we all are. I'm looking forward to catching up with you next week, seeing where all of this is. I said to Luke, I'm writing a column this week about a lot of things and all of the above, taking all this information in. But to me now, where the team has been, if they just win Sunday night, it's a victory for the no matter what happens after that. You know, winning the Super Bowl is no longer, to me, even on the table, even though they would like to let you believe that it is an Owings Mills.
Well, that would just be silly.
Win this week, and it's a successful season,
right,
given the trials and tribulations. So, Leonard.
And Joe Flacco knocked out the Steelers again.
You know, Joe a text. If that's Joe's swan song.
Hey, you know, Joe helped knock out the Steelers one more time, and I hope there's another one. I hope for him he can retire now. It's enough already, Joe. Come on. You've got more money than you ever dreamed.
There should never be a question as to how much he loved doing it, though, right?
I'm a Joe fan.
You're talking about Sean McVay,
I'm a Joe fan all the way, baby. He played for anybody that wanted him right up through, and he played the last game to try to knock out Miami, and instead he knocked out Pittsburgh.
If I get him on and I bring him down here and do him right one night, we go out
absolutely
and have a steak dinner.
Absolutely.
I'd love
to be there.
You sponsor, buddy.
No doubt.
So we put it on. If I said to Joe, I said, Joe, why were you playing for lousy Jet?
Because he loves football.
You know what he would say? I'm a guy that went to Delaware, man. You know?
Right.
I'm
all in on Team Flacco, man. All in on that team.
Right.
I think Joe's a stand-up, top-notch, elite quarterback.
Elite. There you go.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
We can play him
Sunday night.
There were drawing straws for Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen and who wants to go where and all that. Just go to Cincinnati and do better than whatever that mess
we
saw on Sunday.
That's
I am Nestor. He is Leonard. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week at the GNA Coney Island Hot Dog in White Marsh. Hot dogs and crab cakes, doing it upright. It's almost baseball season for that. Raven Scratch, also the Holiday Cash Drops. A few of these left. I'm going to give them out. They still have plenty of winners, plenty of winning power, as John Martin said to me this week. Also, our friends at Goodwill, 866-90-NATION at Window Nation as well. It's playoffs. It's Festivus.
Playoffs.
Pick your chin up. We're gonna go to Cincinnati, and we're gonna play football. We're gonna root for the home team. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.